Hi, I'm Kim.
And I'm Tora.
And this is our podcast, Kicking It with Kim and Tora. Thank you so much for joining us today. As always, we've got four topics, 15 minutes each, and we're going to dive right in. Our first topic tonight is that at midnight tonight, which is September 29th, that's the shutdown deadline for the United States of America's government.
Mm-hmm. And you know what that means? It means that daycare, childcare, Social Security, all the payments that go towards funding and helping everything run can completely stop. And we don't know for how long. I mean, there's a lot of things that have to be done. All of those. So there's a lot of things that have to be put into place. Like, of course, you know, it has to go to Congress and it has to go to the House and it has to go to the president. It has to go through all of these steps before it becomes written that they can extend this payment gap, I don't know how, but basically they're saying that the United States has run out of money.
The United States ran out of money. So every time what they're doing is increasing the debt ceiling. Mm-hmm. And Mitch McConnell said he wasn't going to do it unless something. I don't remember.
Was this during the Obama era he wasn't going to do it?
No, ma'am.
Oh.
Unless something happened. Because remember Clinton shut
the door? Oh, probably unless there's no ifs, ands, and buts in there. I forgot what the ifs, ands, and buts were. It was more so stipulations on stuff that he just didn't want in the bill. And if it's in there, then it's a no-go. I do remember.
I'm sorry. Not sign off on it. So your concern is that it's going to leave families at the margin.
I'm saying Black and brown families. And when I say brown families, I'm talking about the poor, whether they're white poor or Black poor, they're in the brown family. And my thing is this, we already struggling. Like Black people are struggling right now. We just wear it well. You know that, you know, we never knew. Black people will tell you in a heartbeat, they don't even know they're poor until somebody tells them or they see something else. Because when you're in it, you don't really harbor on it like most people do. Like you very seldom.
I think they used to not know, but now with social media, you know your butt's poor. You know you don't have anything that other people have, you know.
But the feeling doesn't, you still want other things, you want better, but the feeling isn't so detrimental. You know what I'm saying? Like I hear other people in other nationalities talk about being broke and being poor, and it's detrimental to them. We still like, we got faith.
Black people gonna be happy and get their life on regardless. Check in today, we're gonna spend it. Next week, we'll figure out what we're gonna do.
Exactly. So my thing is this, we are struggling. So what little bit we have, when there's nothing, what are we gonna do? When there's absolutely nothing, and it's like there is no blanket coming for us. There is no safety blanket coming for the Black community. And I worry about elderly people. I worry about, you know, mothers who you live in the United States, you deserve to have children if you want some. You deserve to be able to have somebody help you if you can't help yourself. I mean, who else is gonna populate the United States? People gotta say, oh, why are you having kids? And you knew you couldn't afford them. That's not how we start off this world. That's not how we start off this world, believing that, you know, you shouldn't have kids if you can't afford them. You start off this world because you for the potential of it, you know, that very child that you're saying that why have could be the one that changed the world. So I don't believe in all that. I don't believe in all that. So I do believe that if we have a government, if there are women out there that single mothers or single dads or people struggling two family, I mean, it could be a two parent household struggling to take care of kids. I truly believe that the government should not do this to us no further than it's already been done. I mean, the pandemic crippled everybody. Then you're gonna have a government shutdown?
And I don't know what happened the last time. I was trying to think of that while you were talking, like what happened when it got shut down previously and what were the consequences? Because in this area, there are a lot of government workers. Yes, and I remember they had to go to work and they had to rest assured that they would be getting their money when the government restarted. And that's fine for people who don't live paycheck to paycheck.
And it's also fine, who, like you said, for people who got another job lined up. But there were people who had to leave their job because they were like, look, we're not getting paid. We don't have the money. We've been here 30 days and, you know, you want me to come to work every day banking on the fact that I'm going to shoulda, woulda get some money one day. Like, I got to do something, you know?
Yeah, I remember lights,
the light company don't get shut off.
And the light company don't give a dag on the development shut down. And then for the people who are on food stamps and well, what we call welfare, I guess is aid for dependent children, whatever it is. The people who are getting all those kinds of payments, what happens to them? And I mean, I imagine if you live in the projects, they're not going to kick you out. But
no,
there are a lot of people that don't live in the projects that get that kind of assistance.
Yes.
What do they do?
Yes.
This is so sensitive. Congress and Congress, both the House and Senate, are out of touch with reality.
Do you realize how much money those people make? Have you ever seen the chart of how much Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi and all of them are worth?
It used to be around 174. I don't know. But see, the real thing about Congress, for real, we need to have some term limits. Because the real, the real horror about them is that they go in, most of them go into office as regular middle-class people and they come out wealthy. And that shouldn't happen. You don't come out being worth millions of dollars on a salary that's less than $200,000. That's not the way the world works. So you're peddling influence and insider information and what Lord knows what else and going on speaking things and all this kind of stuff to make money. And they come out wealthy. Almost all of them are wealthy. And that's a problem. And that also makes them very much out of touch with what everyday Americans are dealing with.
I truly believe that. And that should, that would help if there was a term limit. And I don't know if you've been hearing lately, but, you know, people are still pushing for Donald Trump to get back in office.
Well, Joe Biden's turning out to be a straight demon. What is wrong with him?
No, that's why everybody's like,
he is a straight demon. If you get more than $600 in your Cash App or whatever, we're going to start monitoring. What the hell? We're going to monitor those accounts and we're sending you a 1099 and it's doing too much.
What people don't realize is he's saying, okay, if I happen to send you $600 just because you need it, that's okay. But if I'm sending you $600 every week because you're filing paperwork for me or you're doing hair for me or you're doing cleaning my house, he's coming after that. And then the question is, how do you know though?
You don't even know why you're sending me $600. Not only that, the government's too damn greedy because when I file an income tax, and then I calculate what my taxes are because I'm self-employed. They want me to add 50% more on top of that. Now I'm getting taxed on everything I purchase. I'm paying property taxes. I'm just tax out the wazoo. Mm-hmm. And then when it's time to file, because I have enough whatever not to be slaving for somebody else, you want me to pay even more. They're greedy. If they stop it, people wouldn't be hiding income. If they just everybody pay 10%. And I don't feel bad for saying it because most of the millionaires and billionaires don't pay. They always, we saw that with Donald Trump's tax returns. They always have some credit for some loss never paying. So cut the bull. They're just riding on the backs of everyday people.
And that's what Mark Cuban was trying to explain on The Breakfast Club to DJ Envy, that it's not that the billionaires and trillionaires don't pay. It's just that they shovel out so much money to corporate America, like building businesses. So you get to write that off. They have so many donations.
Oh, that's not paying.
Stuff, so they get to, I'm sorry.
That's the same as not paying. Putting money in a corporation is not the same as putting money in the public coffers. It's not the same.
Well, the corporation is used as saying, okay, so you've got 2,000 people over there that need jobs. So Jeff Bezos will go build a business over there. Yes, he does get money from that business, but he also is giving money to that business because 2,000 people over there are going to be working, paying taxes, and helping the economy.
And he should pay his taxes too on the money that he earns from that business. It is a ripoff because they're wealthy.
But see, then he says he can't grow the rest of the world if he does that.
Well, don't grow the rest of the world. Pay your fair share and we'll grow the rest of the world with the fair money that everybody contributed to. I just don't think they should be getting a pass. You have millions. Some of them have billions and they're not paying. And then the rest of us are paying 30, 40% of our income. I don't want that. Everybody needs to pay 10, 15%, whether you're worth $7 billion or a dollar. You pay your 10%.
It's supposed to be 43% on $400,000 now. So unless the $400,000 people find out how to swindle their taxes, when you start making that $400,000 and above, you're going to start getting a 43% tax
bull. It's some bull. Yeah. The whole system is set up to keep you down. And
well,
to keep them
the have and the have nots. They've already said
keep
that. They've already
said being a have not and to penalize you and to make you pay and suffer at every turn. And then to have the wealthy just shelter their income, not have to pay. We appreciate that you're providing jobs, but guess what? All those 2,000 people have to pay taxes. Why do you not? You need to pay your taxes too. You got more, all they're doing, all those 2,000 people are making you rich. Sure. So you need to pay your taxes too. It's just unfair. And so I don't really care about the tax system. I just feel like they're on the backs of the poor and the middle class, and I'm not for it. So, you know,
either way you look at it, it just seems like the rich keep getting richer and the poor keeps getting poorer. And I just believe that unless, you know, at 12 o'clock tonight, they do something. I'm in that poor category. I'm in that paycheck to paycheck.
You're not enough poor. You're not getting any EBT and
yes, I filled all of those out for my children. So my family definitely gets it. I literally was like, you all are getting as much as you can. I even told
you know what is it? I told my son to do it. He said, okay. I said, I'm going to look it up. You think I had a moment to look it up? Absolutely not. But I mean, he was like,
he could do it right on his cell phone. That's what I did. Mine right on my cell phone. I mean, some things when they send you the paperwork, you have to fill it out and send it back. But I was like, no, my mother, everybody, I applied for everybody who, I thought my grandmother, everybody who I thought, deserves some extra help from the government. We're going to get it because October 1st, just to let you remind you that that's financial aid first day. So I've been hearing, because my kids have been bullcrapping all this time, filling it out on the 30th and filling it out on the 29th and 28th, the money is gone. They're like, if you get this sucker in on October 1st, you get a bigger chunk of financial aid. So I'm like, I'm like gonna make sure their father like talk to them in a way that he's never talked to them before. Like, get on the damn computer and leak, because even when you get your information in there, you still consider that's considered your information in there on time. So whatever they might need to put in after that or whatever, is that's up, you know, what they're gonna have to work on. But it's an every year thing. So
yes, it is every year. Well, Mia, unless she's going to graduate school, she doesn't need to do it. Because Mia and Jordan graduate this year.
Yeah, right. Mia or Victoria will never be graduating on their due date. None of my kids, not even my son. No.
Jordan's going to graduate this year, but Iman needs to do it.
I think Mia probably has another year and a half. Victoria might have another year, but trust me, they've changed their major.
Only a sophomore, so she should have two more years.
She should have two more years, but she's probably already know that she's got another year on that. She just recently, Mom, I changed my major. I'm not psychology anymore. I said, what are you now, Victoria? I really like this cooking thing I'm doing. So I think I'm just going to do management. I think I'm just going to get like a business manager.
That's a good general degree.
So you just took a whole bunch of useless classes? Yeah. So.
Well, some of those psychologies will count for her humanities requirement.
Yeah.
It's
useless. It literally said it when I calculated everything in. It was like useless. Like you paid for nothing. I mean, it was the experience. Just cough it up to the experience. So.
Oh, well, at least they're in college, honey. I'm not complaining. As long as they.
That's one thing I'm not complaining about. You're right.
As long as they're trying to get that degree, I'm going to support them. You know, but thank you for reminding me, because Jordan will be calling me talking about, yeah, I did my FAFSA. Iman will not. I have to say to her, come on now, it's time to do your fasting.
Yep.
You know,
I would call my son on October 1st every year and say, get on the computer right now. He was on it. Me and Victoria, literally, it was like November. And I was just like, what do you mean y'all haven't done it? I was like, you know, I don't even care. I don't care. Talk to your father.
Sometimes it does get to that point where like, oh, really? Okay, whatever. I got my degrees, baby. But you know, you don't want to be like that. But it's like, don't try to keep stressing me out all the time. Because every day, you don't want to do your requirements.
Right. It's an everyday requirement to just wake up and do what you are supposed to do to be successful, not me reminding you of it. Like, just get over it.
Better though. This is, I mean, just, you know, cutting them a little slack. This is the period where they learn. That's why I'm happy they're in college, because this is that transition period where you slowly learn to take over the stuff that runs your life. And I slowly back out of running your life. And so, you know, this is what that period's for.
I agree.
All right. So that time ran out and we are now on to topic number two, which is Biden announcing that, I think it's by November, that nobody can enter or leave the United States unless they're fully vaccinated. Now, how about that?
And you have to prove, which means the government has already said you've got to send in. I know people who have had to send in proof already, or you lose your job, flat out lose your job.
So you're saying that also you have to be vaxxed or you lose your job?
No, like it's already on the calendar. If you don't have it in, not your second shot, you have to be 2 weeks out of your second shot. 2 weeks done from your second
shot. What's the date? Do you know?
No, I didn't ask them the date, but I will get back to y'all on that. I will get back to you on that
and
date.
So
you have on the calendar.
So now, so that's really two things. You have to be fully vaxxed in order to travel into or out of the country and in order to keep your job. Now, with regard to traveling into and out of the country, some people are saying this is going to take us back to the time when no Africans were able to come into America. Because if you think about it, they're well behind on, you know, like we have vaccines readily available. Some of those countries don't even have them available. And many of the ones that do, they're Black people. They don't want that stuff. No. You know, they've been sterilized and had become impotent and crippled and all of that. So they're not eager to run taking anybody's vaccines.
So that's what I was saying.
Visa anyway to come here.
We're scared straight with the vaccine thing. We're scared straight. And I don't blame us. You know, I did it and I did it for one reason only, because I believe in the government, even though it's failed me over and over and over. I just believe. I believe there's always some good in a not controlled government, but a government for the people. You know, I know we're supposed to be, you know.
Well,
I know.
No, you know, my position is I respect everybody's choice. It's because it's a personal thing and it's your choice whether you're going to get it. I respect it if you get it. I respect it if you don't. I personally don't trust the government at all. Not even when they're in my face. I don't trust the government. But,
at all?
Oh, heck no. When has the government ever tried to do anything to benefit us? Whenever? Ever. Just name one time when the government tried to
save Black people. You've been an independent, right? I grew up in the government. Like, my whole family, my brothers, my sisters.
In the government.
My dad was a Vietnam vet. So since he came home from Vietnam, I was born into the government. Like, they owned him from the moment they shipped him off to Vietnam. They owned my mom. We lived in a certain government housing. We had government food. We had a government, meaning like, you know, we shopped at the PX and we shopped, you know, we bought our clothes from the government. Everything has been government. And so I married into the government, you know, and my husband was military. We married into the government. So the government has been in my life.
What you have now?
Yeah.
Is he military? Oh, I didn't know
that. Navy. Okay. Yeah. So I don't know anything other than, you know, the commissary, the PX,
the government's horrible. I'm glad that the government
PA loans.
I'm glad they helped you, but they're horrible. Like there's Camp Lejeune where the water's all contaminated and all the people on that base are being born with six fingers or only two and all kind of birth defects. And the government's the worst. I mean, I just don't trust the government, even though I was underprivileged and I personally was on food stamps, personally. Mm-hmm. Not my whole family, but my grandmother who raised me got food stamps for me.
I said too. Oh my God, we got everything government. Everything from the government cheese to peanut butter to everything that they gave.
Thing. If your dad was in the military and was risking his life for the country, the government should pay him enough to raise his family. You shouldn't have needed
any food stamps. We did have, but see, that's where the catcher is. They do give you enough money to take care of your family, but then they give you first dibs on what's free that they're going to give everybody else. Okay. So it's not like an unknown thing that I'm saying. You know, the government has a set aside thing that they're going to give their own, and then they go, what's left over? Well, we have to give it to these people. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I mean by we definitely... I know a lot about the government because of that. You know, I know that they take care of their own in their own way. Well, you know,
I do veterans' appeals in my legal practice.
Right, right.
They don't take care of their own. They will shut you down after you served your country. Now you're disabled. Now you've got PTSD, Agent Orange, sleep apnea, major depressive disorder, and what do?
All that trickles down to the kids.
Deny your claim. They deny your claim, so you have to come to me. So I have to make them give you the government. I'm sorry, they're the worst. I do not trust the government at all.
And I do believe that they are people in the government who make bad and horrible decisions for a lot of good people that deserve. Because my brothers. Well, we talk about this all the time in therapy, but my brothers and I, we suffer from whatever gene trauma that my father had in Vietnam. We suffer from it. Like that is DNA. That
does travel down your DNA, but what do you mean by that?
Everything that he had, not sleep, not being able to sleep, depression, anxiety.
All those things I just named.
All of them. We suffer from those. We suffer from loud noises. We can't be around crowds without having, a substance in us. Mine is always wine or a mixed drink or something. My brother, he's like CBD, maybe even weed if he could. He's in law enforcement.
It's mostly decriminalized, so it's not that big of a deal anymore.
And so,
I didn't even trust the government to give you weed. Now, all of a sudden, it's legal. I'm like, what are they putting in it? What is in it is not the same. I know it's not, it can't be the same now that the government's provide. I just don't trust the government.
Did you hear about what they said about CMOS? They literally made like a announcement.
I take that all the time.
No, but the government is saying like, don't rely. But it's more so like not really the government. I should blame it on pharmaceutical company because the government probably like, screw y'all, we got enough problems. But the pharmaceutical company is basically like, people, y'all, you need to do what we say and not take the CMOS. It's like, people like, shut up. You don't even know anything about CMOS that you can put your claim to fame on it. Like, it doesn't do this. It does. Like, shut up. We're not listening to you when it comes to that.
I just made some CMOS gel yesterday. I'll be taking some after we do this broadcast. I'm paying them no attention.
A medical thing they're saying now. Like, people, please, if you're going to do CMOS, make sure you still take your other things. And it's like, stop. You don't know anything about this herbal life. Y'all don't. And if you do know about it, you're afraid to talk about it. So...
If you do know about it and you talk about it too much, they'll kill you.
They'll kill you
if you really get too successful and you help too many.
And your voice gets louder. Yeah.
And you become well known. And it's not just Dr. Sabi.
Oh, no.
It's not even Black people. It's women, white women, white men, Black men. Black women, and when you start reading the stories, the people will be saying stuff like, I feel like somebody's following me. If this happens, do this, do that. Mm-hmm. It's really bad.
It almost makes you think, like, I would love to talk to the deep, deep side of that, because it's like, well, what are you afraid of? Like, why do y'all feel the need to stop herbal people from talking?
Money. It's money.
And I get it, but do you not know that there's still people who've been hypnotized to believe, like, there's literally this thing on, I know, oh, please, I hope I still got it. I think I do, but I'm gonna send it to you. So the scientists put six monkeys in a cage, right? And they put a banana at the top of the cage, and they trained the they trained the monkeys to go up to the top of the ladder to get the bananas. When the monkey gets to the top, ice cold water comes gushing down on the monkeys, right? So every time there's a monkey that goes up there, the other monkeys beat him up, like to warn him, almost to say is don't go up there. They beat. So they put a monkey who has nothing to do with this into the cage, and they take one of the other monkeys out. So the new monkey, he doesn't know, he's going up there, he beats. He doesn't know why, he wasn't there for the water pouring, he doesn't know why, because they don't do that. They took away, you know, the water and everything. So each day they take out an old monkey and put in a new monkey. So by the time it's left, it's six new monkeys in there, and they're still beating each other up. And they don't even know why.
And
they don't even know why.
Explain the crabs in the barrel effect that we see among Black people. You just explained it. That literally
don't even know why.
Like crabs in a barrel pulling each other back down. We don't know why. You're looking from the outside saying, what is wrong with these people? Clearly something's wrong with them, but they are reacting from what they experienced. And, you know, I've seen a study like that where even when a new generation of monkeys come that, and like you're saying, have not even getting the beat down or anything, they just won't do it.
They just won't do it. And it's not, like you said, they don't even know why they're not doing it. They don't even want to ask. They have never asked, they've never seen it. So that is my thing. So why is the government still trying to stop people from progressing with herbal, you know, lifestyle when we've already been programmed to run back to you? Okay, our headache didn't go away in a week. Forget this shit, I'm going to go get help from the doctor.
Because things change gradually. And so if they allow that culture to happen over time, people will move away from pharmaceuticals. When you learn that you can take grapefruit instead of your blood pressure medication,
which is why they
tell you if you're on the medication, don't take the grapefruit, because then it's going to be too low. But they don't tell you, oh, don't take the medication, just eat your citrus. You know, so it's about money. And then the pharmaceutical industry lobbies and fund, they bought the politicians. So now the government does the work of the pharmaceutical company. So it's a whole thing. But it's really, unfortunately, with the white people that are in control of this country, always follow the money. It always comes down to money for them. It's always about money.
That's so sad.
The vaccine is a bit about money. Look at how much money they're making. We're not paying, but you know, they're going, well, the government's paying those pharmaceutical companies for those doses.
Why?
It's always about money.
What would be the point? What I want to know is help me to understand. So create a virus, create a vaccine for the money, for what? Okay, I understand I understand people saying, but we needed a depopulation and it got out of control. Okay, I get all that. We needed a depopulation, we need all that. But my thing is this, and it was all about money? That was still all about money?
But see, unfortunately, if you don't have that mentality, like I can't identify with it. I understand it from studying it, but we're never going to be able to identify with or connect with why they're that way, because they're not like us. So the Queen of England owns some large percentage, more than half of the land all across the world. She has vaults filled with gold bars, but it's not enough. She's still trying to get, and all the jewels stolen from Africa and India and everywhere, but it's not enough. She still wants more money. The Rothschilds are, I don't know that there's a word, they're more than billionaires or trillionaires. I don't know that we know a word for the magnitude of their wealth. They still want money. So is
you ever want to look
there? We don't compute, we don't understand it.
Would you ever want to look inside of that Pandora's box and see what that might be like or look like or feel like? to have
that
power is a great thing. I understand, you know, they claim Gandhi was so poor, but he was powerful, and Mother Teresa was so poor, but she was so, I get all of those.
You ever listen to the backstories on those people?
Gandhi was sleeping with
young girls in the bed and traumatizing
them. I never needed to. I know the story on them, but long before I even heard anything, I'm a person that can look at you and tell that you of your nature. I've looked at Gandhi.
Mother Teresa is horrible. Yeah. Now, I wasn't there. I can't say if it's true or is not, but I say that a lot of people that were there seem to have some different stories about them. But are you asking me, do I want to ever look into what it's like to have that magnitude?
No, if we could, if we had a special power where we could go into that environment and actually see what it's like to feel like, to hear the conversations, to know like what it takes to be able to say, kill them all, take all their wealth, let's move on. Like, I want to know, I always wanted to, I mean, I don't know, I guess that's the curious part of me. I just always want to know, like, because I could never do it.
I'm not saying no because I don't want to know what it's like. I'm saying no because I don't think I could do it. And I also don't want to be tempted to a point where I become, that would be somebody totally different.
Well, you could still be you.
I am.
But you just would want to see, because my thing is this, to know, Tori, you have to take out this whole country and it's going to kill women, babies, and men. I can't, I'm like, dude, there's no other way. No, there's no, oh, we're going to have to find it.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. It's not gonna, they're gonna kill me because I'm gonna be like, oh hell no, we're not. What we're gonna do is something different.
Right.
So there's no need to put me in that position because I'm not gonna experience it because I don't think that I have, and I don't wanna be tempted to become a person who would bow down to that and do that.
But who told the people that are like that it's okay? Okay to do it, and not only is okay, but it's a necessary evil. Like, that's my thing. So that's what makes me wonder about the whole spiritual world that we've been brought up to believe in. Because if we do believe in an extraterrestrial world where we're governed by this higher being, where are you when there's talking to them, when they just talking about what they gotta do?
So that's like, the demonic part. That's right back to the demonic. But we come back to that a lot. That's right back to the demonic entities that run the entertainment industry and that run the mainstream media and all of that, because let's face it, a loving, light-filled person is not going to find a justification to kill an entire country of people because you want their land, because you want the poppy fields, because you want their gold, you want their diamonds. That's something different. That's a different entity.
Like, I hate snakes and bugs and stuff like that. I hate them. But if someone told me I had to drop a bomb on a pool of snakes, I couldn't.
And I also, I understand that even though I don't like them,
right?
They're necessary. They're a part of part of the ecostructure, the ecosystem, and all of that. So I wouldn't do it. And so my philosophy about bugs, now I don't know about no snakes, but about bugs and spiders and stuff, as long as you stay outside my house, I'm gonna let you live.
Right.
You make it in here, I got to take you out.
And that should be for anything.
But other than that, you're fine.
Oh, I totally agree with that. Yes. Yeah, so my thing is this, that's why I don't understand how we get back to humanity. I don't know how to get back to that.
It's gotta be dark. See, everything is light and dark. So there's no light without dark. There's no dark without light. You can't even see the light without the dark. I mean, it's all of that. And I think that those are dark forces that, like, dominant dark. Like, we have dominant light and we have people balanced. And I think those are dominant dark forces. I don't consider those humans. I don't consider them human.
Okay, so of course I left my phone on, so hopefully we'll get the answers to those soon. However, I wanna know, why weren't we taught about dark forces then? Why have all our life, pastors have always preached about heaven and the good and the will of the good. And they, of course they dibbled on hell. You know about hell, but you don't know about hell.
Devils and demons. Mm-hmm. They talk about devils and demons in the church.
No, but not to the intellectual part of it. They just tell you, and you know, you've learned, okay, if they kill yourself, you could be deemed to hell. Or if you steal, you could be deemed to hell. If you kill, you know that part of hell. But I'm talking about the part we just talked about. Like, there are the same way you feel like God can make a difference in the world and create great and good. Why didn't they tell us about there is an evil force out there that can create masses of evilness? Because how are we able to even deal with this right now? Like, I can't deal with what's going on in the world when I look at my phone and I look at social media. Just to be fair, there's another situation where a woman decides to leave her little baby girl home with the guy who killed her daughter. And she was two. And I'm just like, this is so common to me now. When I hear it, I think I'm hearing the same story, but it's a different story. And it's like men are just becoming so barbaric. It's like they're killing women and children with no repercussions and no, I mean, yeah, there might be some repercussions, but in their brain, there's no remorse. Like, there's no remorse. There's no remorse.
Okay, a lot. There's a lot to answer that. Mm-hmm. Number one, they don't teach us anything that's true. And most of the things that they teach us are false. And the reason that school is here to teach you to be a worker, to sit down, to do what you're told, to be in place, not to become an entrepreneur, to understand how the world works, to change the world. That's not the purpose of school, which Rockefeller started, to make sure they trained workers. And then number two, I think personally that the video games, the movies, the TV, the music, it is desensitizing people to evil. They're singing about it. They're firing down people on the games all day. I don't think, one time I saw a video not too long ago, I think we may have talked about it, in Southeast, where there was some shooting, Southeast Washington, D.C. And it was in an apartment complex, and there were pathways with gate, with fences. And the young men were running through, it looked like they thought they were in a video game. They were running through the shooting.
I hope you send this to me.
I'll have to look for it. It's been at least a year ago, I want to say.
Oh my gosh.
But I think that it's just desensitizing people, and the things that
we weren't playing a game. This was real.
Oh no, they shot that joint up. They shot it up. But when you look at the video, to me, I don't play video games. Mm-hmm. My kids don't really. They're not really into it. But right. When you look at the footage of what happened, it looks like they thought they were playing video games. You remember that happened with the active shooter in the Navy Yard too? Looking around corners and he looks like he thinks he's playing a video game. Yeah. I think that those things desensitize us.
Yeah. That's why they didn't preach about the power of evil, is because over the years the world has gotten more elaborate on that.
No, because they're not always like trying to teach us. I mean, I just don't know. You just are so believing, and you know, they're not trying to tell us truth. The Bible is not, the Bible contains some truth, but it's not truth. In the early days of churches, you didn't even have to take a Bible to church. Nowadays, they'd be like, turn to the book of, but back then, you didn't take no book to church. We just went on to church.
And that's everybody couldn't read it anyway. Mm-hmm. That's in the beginning, no one could read it anyway.
Right. And he just stood up there talking about whatever. It's nothing here. I don't know that we know any truths. We're beginning to learn them now.
Okay.
And the truths that we're learning now are different in every area from what we've been taught. That's been my experience. Almost everything I've been taught is wrong.
Mm-hmm. That's the part that's hurting me. That's the part that's upsetting me and hurting me when I wake up every day to seek knowledge, and all I see is all of this drama and stress and killing and murder and rape. And I'm just thinking to myself, is there any peace? I mean, I have to really go to like a fairy tale Narnia type of land to get my peace, because I'm thinking, where is it? Is it really this bad in the world? Like, you don't understand.
The peace is within us. I have a peaceful life. I don't watch a lot of media, but I have a peaceful life. I don't really, That's not a part of my reality. Yeah. I may see it on social media. If you and I discuss it and I think I should look it up, I look it up. But on a day-to-day basis, I don't think about those things.
I do, and I guess because I just want to change the world so bad, so fast. I just want to change it, and I just want people to, I just want to know why. I'm a why person anyway, but I just want to know why are men just becoming so evil, like not just a certain group or nationality. To me, I feel like it's all of the men. Like, what is going on that you are all
you mean males? Are you talking about male men, not humans? Men.
No, male men. Okay. The actual, you know, dudes with penises. You know, they're just becoming so desensitized. There's like, even the way they're speaking on social media about women, it's what?
Oh my God. I don't know if I'll ever be connected again, because that whole mentality is foreign to everything I believe and feel. I'm not a B. I'm not a HR.
No.
I'm not a none of that. I don't behave as one. I don't want to be thought of one of as one or treated as one. And it's becoming like widespread. It's not even just the younger guys. It's the older guy. Miss me with all of that. All of it.
It is so bad. Like this one guy, I heard him literally talking about if a girl wants to be with me, if a woman wants to be with me, she needs to come with her. And I'm just thinking, what?
She needs to come with her what?
Her A game. She needs to bring her A game. She needs to have this. She needs to have that. She needs to know how to cook, clean. She knows how to have her own bag. She needs to know how to have her own bag. She needs to know how to do. And this guy was sitting there talking. I'm like, dude, have you lost your mind? Did you not know it's just a privilege?
For? What does she need him for when she's doing all that? He becomes irrelevant.
I was looking at this guy like, who taught you to talk like that? Like, you, no man in your life told you it was a privilege to have the female bosom, vagina, body and soul next to you every day and night, loving
you?
And
that brain of ours and that intuition.
All of that, come on, like,